T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo.
Yo. Whew. How you doing?
Good. Hot.
Yeah. Who are you talking to? You making moves over there?
No, my youngest kid.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I heard that someone was looking for us.
I know.
And that someone said that they would be back.
Right.
So, did you ignore that someone?
No. Oh, they ignored me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I texted them like 3 times. No response.
Oh,
that's
okay,
more
good.
Than 2. The 2 texts. I went all in with a 3.
Okay, good. I thought, like, boy, if that person's looking around, then maybe Liza would have said, like, yeah, just give me a minute. And then, well, is there a rule? You know, everyone talks about the latest that you're supposed to call. I know Curb Your Enthusiasm might have been their first episode ever, I think, involved when's the cutoff to call people at night. And I saw people online were debating about texting, and is there even a cutoff for texting? I don't think there is. Is there? Or is that just because, you know, we're all a bunch of addicts and stuff,
well,
and we stay up late?
Well, you guys seem to think so when I texted Julia that one time.
Well, Julia was new, right? So,
I was about to say, it depends on the person. It depends on the level of knowing them.
Right. I would not text, like, our boss. I wouldn't text our boss at 1 in the morning. You know what I mean? There are certain people.
Drunk.
Oh, you have you done it yet?
I've texted old bosses drunk.
Yeah, you know.
You can take this job and shove it up your ass.
Oh, is that how?
Like, I responded to a text later. Right. You know, there's some sort of thing, and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do this. Then it kind of ended cordially. And then you go home, and you have a couple pops, like, you know, I'm going to respond.
I shouldn't have
just said
that.
You're an asshole.
Right.
And you look at that text in the morning, you're like, oh, no. Did I really do that?
And then you just say, new phone, who dis? Someone stole my number, and I had to get a new phone. You go through the whole thing, and, you know.
No, we've talked about it before, but I actually hit a boss with a phone.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's worse than drunk texting a boss with a phone. It's never too late at night to hit a boss. Actually, it's probably too early in the day.
Right.
I think there's a time of day between normal work hours.
It was late.
It'd be worse. Yeah,
it was
late at night, it's more expected.
It was late when I hit him with the phone.
And I would think the punishment less severe. Your punishment was, get out of my house, you're fired.
Yeah.
That was it, though, right?
Yeah.
They didn't get the police involved.
No.
If you
well,
hit...
he couldn't. I pulled the phone out of the wall.
You bring up
then I hit him
a lot of good points. Yeah.
Well, you guys are like terrified to text me after 7 o'clock, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
We haven't known each other.
Your boyfriend's important.
We've known each other for like 2 years.
Right. That's
I know, but your boyfriend's
the...
important and he does all kinds of cool stuff. And he could be asleep
early.
By 7. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't keep my phone on top of his face.
Yeah. Right.
He's
but
fine.
There are those people who keep like.
We want to be respectful.
Their alerts on that are like, you know, the noises. Which, I mean, I don't know if you have noises on your phone at night. Maybe you turn
them on. I
told
you guys to keep it on silent. Mm-hmm. And listen, it's just funny to me because it'll be like, oh, we were in cahoots in the other group chat that you're not in because we were scared to text you because it was after 6 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And sometimes, let's be honest,
right,
you don't want to read that other.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you
sometimes
hear what
we
say
curious.
When the mics are off.
Yeah.
Think it about when all 3 of us are at home.
Right.
A couple pops in us. Whew. Those conversations come up.
So those things
that
during the day
good.
Where you go,
that ain't good. If somebody ever printed
yeah.
those,
well,
yeah. the good news is that it would just, you know, we'd all be canceled.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, I feel like at this point, if you guys had anything you needed to say to me after 6, you're fine. The only reason it was weird for Snowcone was because I knew him like 2 days, and it was
right.
midnight.
Right. Yes.
It was longer than, whatever.
It was late.
Whatever.
Yeah, and you, wait, but.
That was ridiculous.
You did not know each other very long at all. It was
I mean,
days.
it was like, it was literally, I think, the first week or
yeah,
two.
It was less than
okay,
a week.
Whatever. It was important news.
But it was less than a week. Hey, and also, I think that could be seen as you trying to reach out and say, hey, I want to make you feel part of the group.
No,
but
I didn't think he was trying. He
you
wasn't.
Could have texted all of us.
No, and he wasn't trying to do anything weird. But it was just funny.
We'll never know.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I don't think he was hitting on her, do you?
No. No.
I mean, maybe.
He was talking about Kanye. He was just passionate. Yeah. He couldn't help.
And were you tipsy? I can't remember.
Of course
when that
he was.
Happened.
Of course he was.
I don't think
no,
so.
I think when it comes to Kanye, dead sober.
Yeah.
I know that he loves Kanye sober and drunk. I'm
and it
just
was
saying.
A thing happening in Detroit where she lives. I mean, she needed to know
he's
right
like,
away.
You must not go through a sleep
and
without this
news.
And
she was very thankful for it.
I did. Mm. I sat there and talked to him. But it was worth bringing up the next day that, you know.
Yeah, never make that mistake again.
What time did you text her again?
It was, what was it?
Well,
Julie,
say, in his defense, we have an hour time change, so you guys are an hour back from me. So to him, I think he thought, maybe acceptable. It was probably like 10:30, 10:45 his time, 11:30, 45 my time.
Jesus, man.
Oh, shut up. We've been over this, all right? It's fine.
It wasn't fine. When we went over it before, it didn't end with, that's fine.
You said it was fine. That's who gets to decide if it's fine.
You brought it back up.
Yeah. Why did we bring it back up? Oh, yeah.
Because you were talking
hours.
About texting late.
Yeah, because right. There was an article about what the proper texting hours are. And, you know, are they different from calling hours? Etiquette for when it's okay to text. And I think it does depend on the person, how well you know them. And, like, I think Laszlo, Spencer, myself, I think at least one of my brothers, we know that it's okay to text at 2 in the morning. If you're not up, you're not up.
Right.
Right? I think there are times where you probably go, maybe don't text at 2 in the morning because you did that last night.
I never
night,
think I can't text you.
Right.
Because I just know you're at home, up and wasted.
Right. And if I'm not, I'll be up again in 2 minutes and I'll see it eventually.
Right.
Because that's my only thing is that I put my phone down a lot of times, but I'm
not off.
I'm up. And my mom will text me. I shouldn't have brought this up. My mom will text me.
Your mom will text me late.
Yeah, me too. Right. Yeah, like, you know, 1:30 in the morning, whatever.
You up? That's what I get from your mom. You up, question mark?
She says she knows when I can't sleep, you know, like a little bit of ESP or whatever, but the truth is, you know.
She knows because she feels it. Mm-hmm. You up? That's what I get.
Yeah.
Mom, yo.
Would you text your mom at 1:30 in the morning about anything? Like, hey, have you seen this?
I feel like, do your guys' moms shut off their phones at the end of the day? Because my mom does.
Oh, really? No, mine doesn't.
My mom leaves it on. It's very
loud.
My
mom may as well shut it off because she can't use it.
She just can't figure
it
out.
It's confusing. I'm like, it's a phone.
My mom's, whether it's text or ring, it makes a very long, loud. So I do worry about waking her up a little bit. But then also, I think if she's asleep, she doesn't actually hear that. So I feel like it can text late. And with you guys, anytime. But, you know, this article was talking about when can you start, which is an interesting concept because, honestly, if you were going to make a rule about texting hours, I think the morning is the one that would be a little bit easier for me to wrap my head around. Because if you text at 7:30 in the morning, especially if you work in the same building, right? Like if someone we work with texts us at 7 in the morning.
It's an emergency.
Then you think it's an emergency. Or if it just says something like, hey, I talked to so-and-so, we'll let you know. I know that's not a big deal. But there is part of me that always thinks, you did that because you know I wasn't going to see it. And I'm going to have to respond 4 hours later. You're going to see when I respond and you're going to know when I woke up. So you know what? I'm just not going to respond to this at all. Do you set alarms to check your phone just to take a look at it in the morning in case someone's texting you, like, you know, when contracts are up? Oh, you've never had that?
I don't even really know what he's talking about.
Alarms?
Set alarms to wake up in case someone's texting you.
I mean, I just set an alarm to wake up in general.
I understand that. But you don't get nervous that you might miss something at work if you ever sleep. Julia's up early.
I get up at 6 a.m. Yeah.
I check my phone in the morning, and I set my alarm today, and I had a text from one of the bosses. So that's exactly why I did. And I wasn't expecting it. But
I guess if I worked later and I had the ability to sleep in, I would do that. Probably.
Yeah. I do.
I would get up at 9 because I feel like it's acceptable to not answer somebody pre-work hours.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And that's the only reason I didn't. That's the only reason I asked. Laszlo, okay. Listen, I'm going to teach you, if you want to learn,
I don't.
How to be
I'm not
the center of attention at a party, which could be beneficial for us because this is kind of like, you know, a social gathering.
You
here.
Ever see me, man, in
what?
A crowded room?
I
own it.
I just see you hiding
I own
from
it.
Me.
I walk in, so much confidence, right?
Especially with those new glasses.
Boom, yep. Man.
He just looks over his shoulder and he sees me and he moves and tries to stay out of sight. So that I can't catch up with them ever. And they'll be like, meet me here. And I go there and I'm like, I'm looking for Laszlo. I'm like, oh, he just left with a bunch of people.
I do
I'm like,
that a lot.
Man, oh man, he's got new friends.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.